Okay, the Gemara now brings a number of Kiddushin, and because of her response, it's Einam Kodeshes. First case, Tana Rabbanan, is Kachi Libimana, Binot Lasai Vizarkasai Liyan. He says, be married to me with this mana, and he gives her the mana, she takes it, not Lasai, she takes it, Vizarkasai Liyan, and she throws it into the sea. She throws it into a fire. Or to anything which destroys it. Eina mekudeshes. In fact, the Gemara, Hashidisinu kameh, have a kedushin. If she threw it on the floor in front of him where it's not destroyed, is it a good kedushin? Isn't she saying to him, I don't want this? Take it, I don't want it. If the Gemara, you're right. Loi mi boi kama. Loi mi boi shidisinu kameh, do loi have a kedushin. She threw it in front of him, it's not a good condition. Clearly, she doesn't want it. She's not interested. She throws it into a place that destroys it. I might think, since she's going to have to pay, she's destroying it. She means kedushin. Maybe she's just doing it to test him. Kamash Malan, that we don't say that. Why don't we say that? She's doing it to test him. Because that would mean that the whole thing is strange. She's testing him after she's married. She's Mekabel Kedushin. Now she's testing him if he's a person that gets angry at that. All too late, it's right? If she's Mekabel the Kedushin, and then she's throwing it to the Yam to test him. He's taking Amistaver. Kamash Malan. What? But the Gemara says the Havamina was that she's really Mekabel of a Kedushin, because otherwise she'll have to pay. So that Havamina is Taka Shvacha Havamina, so Kamash Malan, that we don't say. Alright, the Gemara brings a few more braises, all the similar, either Tanam La'aba or Tanam Agavisela. The difference is that in this first case, she actually took the Kedushin. She took the Kedushin, and then she threw it to the Yam. So the major issue in this sugya is the issue of the fact that she took it first. She took it, she's married. So after she took it and she's married, now she threw it to the Yam. So what does that help? She's married already. When she's makabel the Kedushin, he gave her Kedushin, not lost her, she took it. Once she took it, she's married. Now, afterwards, she goes and she throws it into the Yam. So that's going to undo the Kedushin? She's already married. Huh? It's a Netila, she's married. So what do you say? What? So how could it be La Mafreya? It's not a Kedushin, I think so. What? But she was already married at the minute that she accepted it. She was married. And then the second lady, she throws it away. What? So is her taking it? Well, at the time she took it, she is being, what? But it takes a second to throw it to the water. The second she took it. So that's the question, whether what you're saying can be so. This is talking the issue. The issue is, what happens, let me first tell you, there's a Gemara in Bava Basra, I believe it's Kuvchav Tesam in Beis, that says that B'chala Toira Kula Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami, that generally we say Toich Kedei Dibur is Kedibur Dami Chutz Mekedushin. Except for by Kedushin, if a woman accepts Kedushin, she's willing to get married, and Tarkin Adiba, she changes her mind, it's too late. Because once she, whatever the Hesber is, maybe we'll get to a Hesber, but the Gemara says clearly that she accepts Kedushin, and Tarkin Adiba, she changes her mind, it's too late. She can't change her mind later. So if she can't change her mind later, so then why does it help Zarkas Eliam? She accepted it already.
She's not changing her mind, she never intended to be married.
How do you know? Maybe she's changing her mind.
And the fact that she threw it into the Yam, not that she took it and decided not to be married, it shows that the Kabbalah was not the same condition.
Right? Yeah, there are two mahalchim.
Which is saying goes this taka. With a ring, and she says, "I'm taking the ring, but I'm not marrying you."
She says it before she takes it. There's no question.
Action.
Question is, if there was a moment, a split second that she took it, or if I would take a stop at that moment, she would be married. So the question is, how does she lose the kedusha by throwing it away?
Rashi says, "The fun of why am I anyways there?" In other words, saying that was never my intention to have in the first place.
Yeah, there's no question that we assume when she throws it, she's saying, I never wanted it. But it's a chiddush to say that it helps the mafreya when the Gemara seems to say it doesn't work for mafreya. Gemara says, Tekadei Dibur is not Kedibur. You can't change your mind. It doesn't help.
So I
have to
say, what's the fun of? And it
doesn't make a difference. Okay, so let me. There are two mahalakim here in the Gemara. Each mahalak has its shrarakait, but one of the two is correct. So the question is, which mahalach to go with? The Hamakne, his first pshat, he holds that the Gemara is talking that she never took the ring, or the money. She never took it. Tachva l'tachiyadra, the case is, he forced it into her hand. She was reluctant to take it in the first place. So she didn't show any desire. He pushed it into her hand. Tachva l'teich yada. So she never showed any willingness to be married. Since it was tachva l'teich yada, and never was there a moment that she showed any type of a willingness to accept it. So now she throws it away. We understand that there's
what
no condition.
How's that much?
What is she testing?
So she's not testing. The testing is only to have a meter, Kamash Malan, that she's not testing, right? Then we say when she throws it away, she taka means I don't want to be married to you.
How can we say it's not the
Well, how can we say?
But
yeah. Yeah, that's a bit of a problem. The word nutlasai is a bit of a problem. Nutlasai sounds like she took it willingly. But it doesn't fit well to Ramakna. Ramakna says, that he stuffed it into her hand. So to fit that into the word Naklasai.
Naklasai,
once she had it in her hand, she now took it and threw it away. So the Naklasai seems to be extra. Because Shimanav is Akalayam, it sounds like. I guess you have to say that. Naklasai means it was pushed into her hand, and then she took it and threw it into the hand. But anyway, this is the first Mahalach. The Hamakna's Mahalach is that it means that it was stuffed into her hand and therefore she never really accepted it in the first place. So she never accepted it in the first place, so she could throw it away. Tekadei Dibur. When do we say Tekadei Dibur after Dibur? If she accepted it, if she took it. So if she took it, so once she takes it, she's married, it doesn't help to throw it to the end. But the Gemara is talking Dafka in a case that she took it. Bakarcha. Now, this pshat of the Hamakna is mashma that if she would stuff it, if he would stuff it into her hands, and she wouldn't throw it liam, that it would be a good kedusha. Right? You follow? Because this first pshat of Gemara is talking that he stuffed it into her hands, and then she threw it to the yam, so it's like kedusha. This pshat only makes sense if you hold that normally, if he stuffs it into her hand and she doesn't show willingness, it's fine. It's a good kedusha. So if she would hold on to it when she stuffs it into his hand, it would be a good kedusha. So if she throws it away, it's not a good kedusha. That's this pshat, this mahalach in the Gemara. Right? What would you say if I asked you if a woman doesn't show willingness by kedusha, she just stands there and the husband stuffs it into her hand? She does nothing to accept it. What? Oh, that's what she'd be telling you. I just want you to follow. There are two issues here. One issue is Pshat and Agamara. And you know, I'll speak up to Pshatim. And then we're going to get this a much bigger issue of understanding the chelak of the ish and kedushin b'chlal. All right, let's first stick with pshat in the Gemara, and I'll come back to what I want to talk about. Again, pshat number one, the Amakna's first pshat, is the Gemara is talking, he stuffed it into her hands. She never did a maisa to accept it. In this case, If she throws it away, take a day dibur, so it's ice kiddush. If she accepted it, she took it, and then threw it to the yam, it will be too late. The Hamakna at the end brings a second shot, and the second shot is the shot that most Achrayim follow, understand, that it's talking that she threw it away, Teich Kedei Dibor, and Teich Kedei Dibor helps, like you were saying, in a case where she's saying, I never accepted it in the first place. I never wanted it in the first place. When do we say Teich Kedei Dibor does not help? If first she wanted the Kedushin, and then she changed her mind, Teich Kedei Dibor. So then, Teich Kedei Dibor doesn't help. Changing your mind doesn't help. But if the woman is saying that I never accepted it in the Kedushin, right away I took it and I threw it away, that I never wanted it in the first place to change Kedushin, so Teich Kedei Dibor could be, we use the Lashon Hechiyach Seifei Al Tchilasei, what she did afterwards is shows what her intention was all along. And in such a case, Teich Kedei Dibor helps to be Mevatel Kedushin. So this is a tremendous nafkamina now, the two mahalchim. Yeah. It's only Dvarim Shebelev if we don't have any umdina to see it. But if we have an umdina that she took it, Teich Kedei Dibor, threw it to the yam, that would indicate to us that she never really wanted a fikasha. The only time Teich Kedei Dibor left Kedibor, you know, there's a case in the Poskim where a woman accepted Kedushin. She accepted Kedushin. And then her mother was there. Her mother said, don't marry him. So she threw it away. So there, even Teich Kedei Dibor was like Kedibor Dami. Because there, she accepted it. She wanted to marry him. Then her mother said, don't do that. So she got scared, so she threw it away. So in that case, she's married. She's married.
She proved either way.
So that's the thing. That is the machlokes here. This shita holds, the hamakna and the second shot holds, that hecheya seifan atchilasan, that we assume, it's not Dvarim Shebelev, if Teich Kedei Dibor, she does something which indicates to us, is an undina to us, that she never really wanted it, she takes it, she doesn't think about it, she just takes it right away, throws it liyam, that it seems to us that she never really wanted the kedusha.
So
Teich Kedei Dibor is different because there it indicates to us that she has a reason to change her mind, but it doesn't indicate to us that she didn't want it in the first place.
What if she, it was obvious that she wanted it before the chasna? She comes to the chasna, hands
before the chasna doesn't matter. At the second she takes it is what matters. The first second.
It seems like she wanted it, but she throws it down. Do we say that she didn't want it in the first place? No.
What does it mean it seems that she wanted it?
How do you know?
Well, what he's saying is that if you take a Teich Kedei Dibor and you throw it away, that's...
this prove that she maybe wanted it and then decided, even Teich Kedei Dibor, she decided, I don't want it to throw it away.
So that could be. So we have to assume, based on Umdina, if we have no reason to the contrary, if a woman takes something and throws it away, we assume that it's... What?
There's no reason either way to disprove anything.
All right, so normally you see a woman accept Kedushin and throw it away. Why would I think she changed her mind within a second? If I have a reason to think she changed her mind, nothing on. But if I don't have a reason, then not. Nothing on me. If there was some reason to think that she meant it l'shem Kedushin, nothing on me.
It's similar also by Kedushin's place, the Dharma. She said it's got you, so if he threw it to her and she pushed it away, then we said it's still a good Kedushin, and she said I really didn't want it, we said it's still a good Kedushin, so it's Ram Shabbalei. But therefore, had she not said it's Gachi originally, and it would have thrown it, then it wouldn't have worked. So we see also the Tafriyada, that why can you say the same about Tafriyada? That's the same.
Well, that will be totally in the two Mahalchim, which I'm going to get to in a second. It'll be totally attacking these two Shitas. We shall see in a second. It comes out there's a big Machlaikas here, because the Hamakta's first Pshad holds that Teich Kedei Dibor doesn't work. It wouldn't be Tafriyada Tafriyada. If somebody tells her it's kashli b'mana and she takes it and throws it liyam, the Hamakta's first pshat holds that that's a good kedushin because she already accepted it. And once she accepted it, throwing it liyam doesn't help. Teich Kedei Dibor l'kedibor dami. And the second pshat holds that we say hachiyach seifan atchilas on such a thing. The nesivis holds war, the Sivis is quoted in the Pisrei Tshuva, and he has a Sefer Kilas Yaakov, not to be confused with the Stipler. He has a Sefer Kilas Yaakov in Hilchos Kiddushin, and the Sivis holds that even Achar Toch Kedei Dibur it works. If it's mashma to us that she never wanted it for Kiddushin, if it seems to us that Hechia Seifanat Chilasan, that she never wanted it for Kiddushin, even if to Toch Kedei Dibur it also works. So he goes with the second Shita, but even a step more, that Zarkas Liyam doesn't even have to be Toch Kedei Dibur. Even if it's half a minute later, or a minute later, but it seems to us that this is what she meant all along. There's a tshuva in the Chacham Tzvi, Simin Kuf Tezvav, where a man gave a woman Kedushin. And after he gave her the Kedushin, one of the Edim said, "You know this means you're married." And when she heard that, she quickly took it and took the ring off her finger and threw it on the floor. So they asked the Chacham Tzvi, "Is that what's the din in this case?" It was after Tekedei Dibur, but it seems clear to us that she didn't realize what was going on. The Chacham Tzvi holds that since it was not Tekedei Dibur, it's too late. He holds Tekedei Dibur. If she would have thrown it down, it would be good. Like the Mach the second Mahalach. And he doesn't agree with the Nesivis. He holds that if it's not Tekedei Dibur, it's too late. Maybe, who knows, maybe she understood it was Kiddushin. But once she's Mekudesh, as Tekedei Dibur passes, it's too late. The Shoyal asked that maybe, you know, there's a Gemara Makis. Edim have to say this Tekedei Dibur of each other. The Shoyal, the Chacham Tzvi asked that since we find when three Edim say Edis, one Eid, another Eid, a third Eid, third Eid is considered Toch Kedei Dibur of the first Eid, because there was never a hefstick in talking. There's constant Eidis that are all considered one Toch Kedei Dibur, even though it might have taken an hour to give testimony. So the Shoyal wanted to taina that in this case the husband said Hariyat Mukudesh Asleep at the Basil Kedas Moshe Yisrael. And Toch Kedei Dibur, the Eid said, "What are you doing? You're going to be married." And then she threw it down. So the Shoyal tainted that maybe the aid saying, "What are you doing?" should all be considered one Hemshech of Toch Kedei Dibur. And the Chacham Tzvi rejects that. He says it's not so. It's only by Eidus, where it's all one Eidus. But here, where someone said, "What are you doing?" so that doesn't make a Hemshech of Toch Kedei Dibur. And therefore, he said that you need a get. So before we get into any Vaited Lumdis, right away here, we have a Gemara and a Machlekes Achrayim with ramifications. What's the case of Nafla Sayv Zarkas Eliyam? In a typical case where a woman takes it and she throws it away, it's a Ferish Gemara, but it's Machlekes what case the Gemara is talking. If it will come up a Shaila of Nafla Sayv Zarkas Eliyam, even though it's a Ferish Gemara Enum Kadeshes, we would be stuck. We would say it's a Machlekes Achrayim. It's a Machlekes according to the first Shav in the Hamakna, which the Hamakna seems to prefer. She's Mekudeshes, because she took it. And according to the second pshat of the Hamakna, which is Nesivis and the Chacham Tzvi, I believe Davni Meluim, all embrace the second pshat, that is, that if it's Toch Kedei Dibur, she throws it away, ain't a Mekudeshes. And like Nesivis, even more than Toch Kedei Dibur. But certainly, Toch Kedei Dibur, if she throws it away, it's ain't a Mekudeshes. Now, this is the Machlokes here. Kivega, by the way, Paskas like the Chacham Tzvi. Kivega in Shulchan Aruch says it's Echad Sudah Chacham Tzvi. It's Mashri Paskas like that way. This Shaila is totally in a much bigger Chakira, which we mentioned Taka once in the past, of what the Isha's part of a Maisa Kedushin is. What does the Isha do in a Maisa Kedushin? She doesn't do anything. But what is her chelik?
She accepts.
So she accepts. Is that something that Edom have to see? I mean, they have to see her getting it. But is her das part of the kedushin, or is it not part of the kedushin? We had a ran in the darim, which I mentioned to you then. The ran says that all a woman does in kedushin is she makes herself available. She's not doing any mice in the mice of kedushin. A woman is mafkeres atzma, this is lashon, and since she's mafkeres atzma, therefore she doesn't do any mice in the mice of kedushin. What's a nafkamina? Nafkamina is if the Edim have to see her das. If the Edim have to know what her das is, or not. If you hold that she's doing mamish chelik in the Maisa Kedushin, just like the Edim have to see his das, they have to see her das. How do they see her das? A normal wedding. Woman sticks out her finger to be mekabel the ring, or sticks out her hand to be mekabel amana. So you see her das. You see that she's willing. But according, if you hold that her das is part of the Maisa Kedushin, then that's required. You have to see her das. If you hold that, like Davni Malum says, no, her das is not part of the Maisa Kedushin. And it's true, she has to be maskim, she has to be mafkeres atzma. But that's a tanai in the Kedushin. It's not something that Edom have to see. The Gemina was, if the Kaddish, the man, says a lashon, he says, Hari Atzikukasi. It says a lashon which most women don't have any clue what it means. Hariatzukasi. Do the Edim have to see that the woman understands what's going on here? Do the Edim have to see in the Dasa Isha that she knows what's why? Right, now it's a wedding with a chuppah, with a sukkah basinya, the whole thing. So Mistam, they see that she understands. But let's say a man meets a woman in the street, says Hariatzukasi, and gives her a ring. So the Edim have no idea if the woman knows what's flying or doesn't know. So what happens if this takes place? And then later, they come to Bezin, and they say, we saw this happen. The man said, Hari Atzukukasi, to the woman, and the woman accepted it. So Bezin starts clarifying, does she know what Atzukukasi means? So they call in the woman, and the woman says that she knows what Atzukukasi means, and maybe she even proves it. She brings her seminary teacher who taught them what tzukukasi means. She could prove it. Is that a good kedushin or it's not a good kedushin? Rabbi Maluam says it's a good kedushin. Why the Edim didn't see what she means? Rabbi Maluam said, and he brought a raya from Lashon HaShulchan Aruch, that nevertheless, they don't have to see it. The Reb Shimon in the Shari Yaisha disagrees. Reb Shimon holds that the Das HaIsha is also part of the Kedushin. And the Ran says she's Mafkeres Atzma, fine, but her being Mafkeres Atzma is also part of the Kedushin. The fact that she's willing is part of the Kedushin. And Reb Shimon held that her Das is very much a part of the Kedushin, that the Edim have to see it. It's part of the Maisa Kedushin. And Edim have to see everything that's part of the Maisa Kedushin, which includes the Das HaIsha. And that's the that's Reb Shimon's Mahalach. This argument, if the Das HaIsha is part of the Kedushin, is what this whole thing is telling you. If the woman is just mafker herself, her Das has nothing to do with anything. So then Tarkadei Dibur, what's the difference? Tarkadei Dibur, Lav Kedibur, because her Das, it's not something that the Edim have to contend with. It makes sense to Hamakna's first pshat. What's Hamakna's first pshat? Who cares about her das? She accepts, she got the kedushin, she's married. Tekadei Diba, nothing matters. She got it, finished. Her das is not a chel, doesn't make the kedushin happen. Kedushin happened just because she got it. The second pshat of the Hamakna, the Avnei Meluim, the Chacham Tzvi, seemed to say that at least to a certain degree, her das is a chelik in the her das matters. How much does her das matter? So that's the machlokes. But David Melum Reb Shimon. But her das matters to a certain degree that we say hechiach tzayf not chilasan. That it does matter. So this the first pshat certainly holds her das doesn't matter. The second shot holds her das matters, and the machlaik is abnim lorim shimon, bizvivivite it matters. But this is the machlaik, is how much her das matters. So this is the ikar lomdis of this sugya, the question of knowing hadas, not knowing hadas, whether the edim have to see it, whether I chayas leif or not chilasan on that. And there is a truven the Rikivager, Chelik Aleph, Simitzadik Zion, where he has an interesting shayla. The shayla is, when is a woman married? In a normal marriage, a man gives a woman a ring. A man gives a woman a ring, let's say at 9 o'clock. And Tekedei Dibor, how long is Tekedei Dibor? Let's say it's 30 seconds. So he gives it to her at 9 o'clock, she accepts the ring, and 30 seconds later, Tekedei Dibor passes, she's married. At what moment was she married? Was she married at 9 o'clock when she got the ring? And the Tekedei Dibor, what does Tekedei Dibor do? It makes that we know she doesn't have any objections, but she's married from 9 o'clock. Or, no, she's married after the 30 seconds pass of Tekedei Dibor. When those 30 seconds end, then she's married.
Right away.
Sounds like splitting hairs. What?
She gets married right away.
When? When she takes the ring, or when she doesn't say anything? What?
So she saw that as return policy for 30 days. You didn't own it for 30 days. You don't return it.
The store has a return policy
for 30 days.
For 30 days. That's an interesting way of looking at it. So Kiddushin also. She gets the ring. She has a return policy for 30 days. And you're right. It should be right away. Huh? No, I think everyone likes the comparison to the return policy, but you're right, that's Taka the Pshat. The first Mahalach is, you're married, and if Taka Dibi have Charat, you have Charat. If you don't have Charat, you have Charat. No.
What? No. You're right.
First, let me just tell you, Kiveg has a Nafkamina, which we hope will never, God forbid, happen, but he has a Nafkamina. If you give a woman a ring, someone gives a woman a ring, and she dies Tekedei Dibor. Okay, within Tekedei Dibor, she dies. Was she married? Who cares?
Kayin.
Ksuba. Ksuba. What?
Kayin. Can't be metamata.
Oh, if you can be metamata, very good. Okay, if you can be metamata, you have to. Is the kayin, wasn't his wife? You can be metamata. Kayin shalos, you think. The Kibbutz Kamata afterwards, was he married or wasn't he married? Or Ksuba, if you have picked Ksuba. What?
You
can't know, someone shot with a bullet through the head. No, right away. I mean, it's never going to happen. It's a theoretical nafkamina. Alright, he has a second nafkamina. His second nafkamina is, if within the Tekedei Dibor, a Kelev grabbed the Kedushin and ran away with it. Okay, but then Tekedei Dibor, the first Nafkamina is clearer, even though it'll never happen. The second one probably never happened either. But, so, if you hold she's married, just she could have Charata Tekedei Dibor, so she's married. She didn't have Charata. She died, she didn't want to die, but she didn't have Charata. If you hold that she's married after the Tekedei Dibor, so then she's married at the end of the Tekedei Dibor. So, Kidei declares this, this Chakira.
He died well.
If he died Tekedei Dibor, then it would be a good Kedushin. It would be a Kedushin Kol Yalma. Unless she shows Tekedei Dibor. Because, I mean, how is she getting married after Tekedei Dibor? She's not married to anybody. So maybe even Afkamina too, if he died. Maybe. Okay, no. Pleasant pictures in my mind. Yeah.
Well,
that's good for what it's telling, I'll tell you. What these two tzedadim are most likely telling him is whether the Edim have to say this on her das. If the Edom don't have to know her das, so then they're married right away. They don't have to know her das, so they're married right away. Whatever happens, like an Edom, if there's a, like a return policy, she can undo it, she can undo it. But Stoma, her das is not part of the responsibility of the Edom. Say this, Lekiyuma, it's over. As soon as he gives it to her, they're married. If you hold that the Edom have to see her das to make it a Kedushin, so they don't see her das till Teichedei Dibur. According to all the Paiskim who hold, she gets Teichedei Dibur. They don't see her das till Teichedei Dibur. Since they don't see it, she's not married till after Teichedei Dibur. So this is a these are two ways to learn, based again on this whole Tumah Halchim. Whether her das is part of the Ma'aseh Kedushin or it's not part of the Ma'aseh Kedushin. So Zot Rabbi Akiva Eiger, this Chaktira, which seems very dachistic and not Megeya, he says it will be a Nafkamina in the case I mentioned before, where a woman accepts Kedushin willingly. She's happy to be married to the man. And Tekedei Dibor, her mother says, what? And she can't say too many words because otherwise we want to take a deeper, right? Her mother says no. And when she hears her mother say no, she throws it down. I don't know why people say her mother. It's deeper behavior. Somebody who has influence on us says no, I don't want it. She throws it down. So a minute ago we assumed that it's a good kedusha. Why? Because she accepted it willingly. There's no siphon of Chilasan. Kivega says, L'chayr, it should depend on this. If you hold, when she accepts that she's married, just later she could show what she wanted. If she throws it away later, it shows what she meant before. So that she's married. Later is not showing what she wanted before. There's a new siba, something new preventing it. Right? It's not showing what she meant before she meant it. But if you hold, she's not married till the Tekedei Dibur passes, so then she could even have new reasons to undo it. Because she's not married until the Tekedei Dibur ends. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, L'chayr, it'll be totally in this Chakim.
What we say the
question is, in which case do we say there's no Tekedei Dibur by Kedusha? If you're going to go with this Mahalach, so in which case are we left with? That there's no Tekedei Dibur Kedibur Dami by Kedusha, according to this. And if we know she meant it, so which case is there no Tekedei Dibur by Kedusha? This is the problem with this. Till now it was good, because till now we're just saying Gaichiach Seif and Atchilasa. So then, if the Seif shows the Tchila, it's Kedushin. But Tekedei Dibur, you can't change your mind. According to this side of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the whole Tekedei Dibur, I don't know how Rabbi Akiva Eiger is going to deal with it. Let's take a look inside. Alright, but what am I getting at? The whole shiur today is to demonstrate that there are two Mahalchim and Dasa Isha B'Kedushin. Whether Edim have to see the Dasa Isha, whether they don't have to see the Dasa Isha. And these two things come down to two Pshatim in the Gemara. That if you learn Pshat in the Gemara, that talking Dafka, like the Chamakna's first Pshat, Tachav L'Tech Yada. But if she accepts it, it's done. So that's one Mahalach, that her Das is not something that Edim have to say this about. We go to the second Mahalach, then we say, Hechei Sefen Atchilasa. Alright, so these are two pshatim in Zarkas Eliyam. Let's go on to the next baraisa. Tana Rabbanan. A very similar baraisa. Tana Rabbanan is Katshali B'mana Tanam La'abo Lavicha Einam Kodeshes. Why is this similar? It's not similar because she didn't take it. But it's similar in that she said something which we understand to be a sarcasm. She's saying, I'm not interested. Tanam La'abo Lavicha, give it to someone else. So, Einam Kodeshes. Amanashi Akadleim Li Kodeshes. She said, give it to my father or to your father, and they should hold it Bishvili, they should hold it for me. Then it's good. Why is it good? She Akadleim Li. Why is it good? So, Pashtos, it's Shlichus. It's Shlichus the Kabbalah. What? Very good. Okay, good. All right. The question here is why So now, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Mefarshei Shulchan Aruch, the Chalkas Mechaikak, and the Beis Shmuel, and Siman Lamed, say that the father is a Shliach. When you say that somebody else should be Mekabel Bishvili, the father is a Shliach. The Avni Meluim, in Siman Lamed, I believe it's Sivkat and Yud, says that brings the Taisus Rid. Says the Taisus Rid says it's not Petara Shlichus. It doesn't work Petara Shlichus. Why not? Because Shlichus requires that she tell the father, be my Shliach. There's a rule, Mili Lai Mimsari L'Shliach. Mili words, Lai Mimsari, you can't give a Shliach words. What that means is I can't make you a Shliach to make someone else a Shliach. I can't tell you, listen, I need a Shliach to sell chametz. Do me a favor, sell it to me. You say, you're not going to a rabbi, you did it already. Say, okay, find someone else to do it for me. Mili Lai Mimsari L'Shliach. You can't make one person a Shliach and send him to make another person a Shliach. You can't give words. You give me the first person words. He's saying, here, make a shliach for me. What are you giving him? Make him a shliach to make a shliach. There's no such thing. That's merely la mitzvah la shliach. There's no shlichus to for words. I'm telling you, tell someone to be my shliach. So the taste is read. So if the woman says to the man, listen, you go and give him to my father and tell him he should be my shliach, it doesn't work. The wife can't tell the chassan, the kala can't tell the chassan, to nom la abba. If she tells her father, be my shliach, that would work. No shame. Can make anybody a shliach. But if she tells the chosim, give it to my father, he should be my shliach, that doesn't work. So the Taisus read, mili la mimsri la shliach. You can't do things that way. So how does it work, Taka? What does he mean? I assume he means that it works b'teres arvus. I say, give it to Abba and Avicha, and she akablim li. And she makabel it like b'mkaimi. So it works b'teres arvus. We said that you can say, give someone else money and I'll be married to you. So the Taisus Rid means, give it to someone else and I'll be married like b'teres arvus. He doesn't use the word arvus, but he says it's la b'teres shlichus. So I assume he means b'tayrus arvus, and that's how it works. So we have again two pshatim in this braisa. So here we don't have two pshatim in the first part. Tanam la'avicha eina mekudeshes. That we have one pshat. But amanashi yekablimli, we have no two pshatim. The Beis Shmuel Chalkas Mechaikak say it works b'tayrus shlichus, and the Taisus Reed understands that it works b'tayrus arvus. Will be an afgamina. Afgamina will be when you go to the father, what do you say? If it's b'tayrus arvus, you don't have to say anything to the father. You just say, father, he has money. You don't have to mention anything about kedusha. Arvus works, you don't have to say anything to the person being mekabel. The woman, you have to say, I'll be married to you and by giving it to plain. You don't have to say anything to the abba. If it's b'tayrus shlichus, the father's a shliach, then you have to tell the father, I'm giving you this mana, and with this, I want to be married to your daughter. You have to say Hariyah Mekudeshes by shliach, you have to say Elashna Hariyah. La halacha, Davni Meluim says, nobody brings the Taisus Rid, except Davni Meluim. He brings the Taisus Rid, but he says, the Paiskin don't bring the Taisus, Reis Tais we Paskin. It works for Terah Shlichus. So what's fair? If we say it works with Tayr Shlichus, so what's fair is the kash of the Taisus Rid. Gamili Laimimsri L'Shliach. So Avni Meluim says a nice pshat. And it's pshat that I use halacha l'maisa, not by Kedushin, because by Kedushin, so far, every wedding I've been at, the woman was willing to accept. And if she says, Tanam la'abo l'avicha, I think we would take a time out and try to find out what's happening. But it does come up very often, every year. I have the Shiloh Mili. Somebody comes to me to sell chametz. There's no problem. It makes me a shliach, right? I've told you numerous times that the Rav doesn't buy the chametz. The Rav is just a shliach to sell the chametz for whoever sends him. So someone comes to me and says, I want to make your shliach to sell my chametz. Fine. You write down his address on the shtar. And you mekabel kinyan. He makes me a shliach. Then he says, you know, I have an old mother at home, and she said that when I sell the chametz, I should sell for her also. I should. So I want it. Therefore, I want you to be a shliach for my mother also. So can I do that? Can I be a shliach for the mother? Huh? The mother can't make her son a shliach to make a shliach. It's a problem.
Is she making your shliach or is she making your shliach?
That's a very good question.
She knows that he's not here.
Very good. So what are you saying? That it should work.
So you're a shliach.
His own shliach is to make you a shliach, not to...
So what I ask the fellow who's telling me for his mother or his sister or whoever it is, I say, does the person who sent you, does she know who you're going to? You just said, whenever you sell the chametz, sell for me too. That doesn't work. But what I'd like you to do is get a hold of your mother on the phone and tell her, I made Rabbi so-and-so a shliach. You make him a shliach. In other words, the mother who wants to sell the chametz should say, I'm making whatever, this and this Rav a shliach. Now this and this Rav can't hear it. She's very far away. So the son comes and is Maidia, the Rav, that Pliny made you a shliach. But she's making you a shliach directly. Right? She's making you a shliach directly. I'm just letting you know that she's making you a shliach. Davni Malum says that Mili Laimimsri L'shliach is only in a case where the original sender says, listen, do me a favor, make someone a shliach, stam. Make someone a shliach to be mekabel the kedushin or to sell the chametz. Said make someone a shliach. Didn't designate a person. Then the original person didn't make a shliach. He's making him a shliach to make the shliach. Am I being clear? Let's say the mother is telling the son, whichever rav you go to, make him a shliach for me. That doesn't work. Mili l'mitzvah shliach. You can't do that. But in a case where the original person says, you're going to Rabbi Pliny, I want Rabbi Pliny to sell the chametz for me, that means the original woman is saying, or whoever it is, the man is saying, I'm making Pliny a shliach. I'm telling you his name. I'm making him a shliach. Just you go and let him know. That is not a chsar in a mili l'mitzvah shliach. In other words, in our case, by us. Tosfos Rida asked, Mili L'Misri L'Shliach, it doesn't work. So Daniel Lum, no. In our case, why did she say to her husband? She said, Tanam La'aba. She said, I am making my father a Shliach to be a Kabbal Kedushin for me. My father doesn't know it. He's in a different place. He doesn't hear me. But I am making him a Shliach. Now you notify him that he's a Shliach. That's not a Chsarn in Mili L'Misri L'Shliach. Because here, she's making the shliach directly. You follow what's happening? She's making the shliach directly, just the other person's letting him know. That's not me, Lele Mitzri, the shliach.
She has to know who you are, or she doesn't know?
She has to know who the person is. She can't make a shliach, but she knows. She has to know who the person is. She has to know there is such a person. She has to know what his face looks like. She has to know that there is such a person. If you know what it's like, let's say I want to make someone a shliach. I'm going out, so I leave him a note. I say to him, Pliny, whoever you are, I want you to be a shliach to do this for me. He says, there's no problem. Let's say I put up a dough. It's rise, you know, it's going to rise, and I leave a note for whoever's coming by. I say, you know, Yankel, when you come to my house, do me a favor, just be mafresh challah for me. So he comes to the house, he sees the note, he's mafresh challah. I didn't tell him he's a shliach. How can he mafresh challah for me? The answer is, I did. I told him he's a shliach. He couldn't hear me, so I left him a note. But I did make him a shliach. So there's no difference if I leave him a note saying he's a shliach, or if I tell a third person, tell him that I'm making him a shliach. As long as I'm saying he's a shliach, it works.
You have to actually say it out?
Merely say it or write it, you have to do something. But if Mili Lamibsu is a shliach, Sotavim Lun is only when I make you a shliach to choose a shliach to do it for me. That's Chsarna Mili Lamibsu is a shliach. That doesn't work. If I tell someone, when you sell your chabit, sell for me, and I have no idea who you're selling to, so that taka doesn't work. But otherwise, it works. This is the Yisayt Avdei Miluim, which, as I said, is it's very negeya to the only case of shlichus that comes my way. You know, shlichus shalom kamaisa, it's a rare, when else does shlichus happen? It's a rare thing. By Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, it happens sometimes. People ask a shayla, they're traveling. So who should light? So I tell them, make a shliach to light for you. So it would be the same thing. They have to make the shliach. If they would tell me to get someone to be a shliach for them, it wouldn't work. They tell me, listen, I'm going away. Someone's going to be on an airplane. He's flying to Eretz Yisrael. He's going to be on the airplane the whole night. So he can't light. No place to light a menorah. So you make a shliach to light at home. See, he has to say the name of the shliach. If he tells me, find a shliach, it's not going to work. What if he tells me, tell my neighbor to light? I go to the neighbor, the neighbor's also away. I go get someone else. I can't go get someone else. It has to be his shliach. So he has to make a shliach by name. He has to designate a shliach. Mili l'mishum shliach. So this is Davnei Meluim's Yisayt. The Gemara goes on. The first wide line. Tana Abba Ladiach Kecha Dereisha. That was the Reisha that Eina Mukudeshes. Even when she says her own father, it's Eina Mukudeshes. And Tana Avicha Ladiach Kecha Deseifa. That when she says she Yekablaim Li, it is Mukudeshes, even by Avicha. It's Kachuli Bimana. Tanam Pliny, just any Pliny, Eina Mukudeshes. It's also a sarcastic comment. Unless she says, I'm not she Yekablaim Li, Mukudeshes. So Tzricha. This is also Tzricha. So Yesh Min Abba Avicha. She relied on them. Savra avdim li shluchusai. Look, they're parties to the family, to the chasna, so they'll do it. Aba plaini lai, but stam a friend and not. Biashmina plaini hacha hu dechi amra tanam lo plaini ava kedushin. I would think, when is it sarcastic when she says, just give it to anybody? The lai makarva daita lagabei, le misvalei matana. But by Abba and Avicha, where there is a kiravadas, it's never a sarcastic comment. Tzricha. Okay, so we have two brises, two sarcastic comments. Either zarkasa liyam, that's not a comment, it's doing something, or tanam, either lava lavicha or plaini, where it's. So we had so far two brises of Eina Mekudeshes. The Gemara is the third brise. Tana Rabbanan, Skachi li Gemana. She says to Noam Agave Sela, put on a rock, Eina Mekudeshes. It's also a dismissive comment. Vimhaya Sela Shala Mekudeshes. Why did Sela Law is it Mekudeshes? Like Rashi. What does she say? Rashi says, Wakin Yachatza. Next to the last Rashi, Shechatzer Shalom Kainim. Varihu Kimai Shemikab Lasai. Interesting. So it makes sense, no? Right? Chatzer Shalom is Kainalai. We had this many times, right? The Chatz is Kainim. The problem is the next line of Gemara. That's the problem with Rashi. Vay Rabibi Sela Shoshne Amau Teku. What's a Shaila, like Rashi? Shaila is, I'm telling you, put on the cell, I want to be kind of king chatz. Shaila is a chatz or a shutfim. Cella shall shnehem. The man and the woman are shutfim in the cell. So it seems from Rashi that this is a nizik in Shaila. Could you do a king chatz by chatz or shall shnehem? Could I do a king chatz? If you're selling me something and we're shutfim, could I tell you to put it in such a place? Problem is, to bottom tice this. She's kind of king chatzav like Nihira. Tim K, my boy, he's sella shal shneim. Mahu. Why is the Gemara asking Shara Soshna Ma'u? Pshita Deino Kaina. Kimin Duchatz Shoshna Ma'u? Kedem Minu Perak HaMeches HaSvina. Om Reb Yanai. So Gemara Takin Nezikin. Chatz Shoshna Shutin. Kaina Mizem Yizeh. A chutz or shnei shutif, one shutif could sell to the other shutif, but muki la, the Gemara says, is an only b'maydeid b'toich kupasei shalekech. Amayda akakaloi. Says a kasha Rashi. Says over there, if I'm shutfim with you in a field, and you want to sell me something, and you put it on the karka that I should be kind of a king of chutz, that doesn't work. So how could our Gemara have a teiku? It's a stam Gemara there, and the zikin that doesn't work. So Tver and Rashi. So therefore, Tosfos has a second shot. The Gemara and the Rav Farish Bach Atam Ain Toli Bikini Chatzera. Okay, Shasela Shala Sam Chadaita. B'Sheina Shala Loi Sam Chadaita. B'Lo Yisoshenei Mi Sam Chadaita. What's the shaila here? It's not Toli Bikini Chatzer. It's a shaila of Smichas Das. Is she Samech Das? It's Hasela She Samech Das. What does it mean if she's Samech Das? If she's Samech Das, she'll end up getting it. So, Shalosh Hashneim, what's the place to say? If she's Samech Das, then it's good. How's it good? She never got it. Shalosh Hashneim, how's it good? She never received it. Can't be kinder than Shalosh Hashneim. What does this mean? Huh? She never got it. Does it help? So I'll have smichas das. All right. So I don't know. We'll have to. It says an avi meluim on this machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. It's on where the support in Shulchan Aruch Siman Lamed. It's about approximately Sifkat Yud Beis. He answers Rashi also, and he explains. So Mitzvah Shem will come to that.